same policy he did.
Well, I don't know what it is and don't know anything about it. Can't you talk to him about it?
I've met with Pastore and half a dozen other senators, and I sent you a memorandum on that meeting. At the conclusion of the meeting, they said, now, does President Johnson know about this? And I said, I'll send him a memorandum of this meeting as soon as I get back, which I did. Then Pastore called Jack Valenti and said, we've met with Feldman now. Now, we want to know whether President Johnson will stand for the same things President Kennedy.
Well, I don't know. I would rather doubt it, but what is the situation?
Wool imports have increased considerably. They've gone up from 15% of all we consume to about 25% now. This is threatening the wool textile manufacturers. A number of plants have closed.
I would think they'd get wool cheaper if the imports went up.
No, the wool textile manufacturers in the United States compete with the wool textile manufacturers.
Well, it's not just raw wool.
No, it's not raw wool. Although the raw people are working with the wool manufacturers, they have no particular interest in this. The wool textile manufacturers in the United States compete with those in Great Britain, Italy, and Japan. Now, these three countries have been sending more and more of these textiles into the United States, so our manufacturers have had to close plants. They've closed plants in Rhode Island and Massachusetts and South Carolina and Georgia. So the senators from those states have sought an agreement which would limit the amount of wool textiles that comes into the United States to a percentage of our consumption. We have such an agreement on cotton textiles. Right now, no more than 7% of the domestic consumption of cotton textiles can be imported. It's something like the beef agreement we're trying to work out.
Yeah, of course, they're just trying to freeze it 63 on beef.
That's right.
All right. Well, now
for wool, they want to do the same thing they got for cotton, but it's not that easy. It's a lot harder. In the case of cotton, we got together 19 nations, and all of them agreed that they would take their proportion of the American market and stick with it, and we're trying to do that. Now, in wool, it's only three countries involved, and these three countries don't want to agree to do that.
What three are?
England, Italy, and Japan. And these three won't agree to limit the amount of wool textile they send into the United States. They say they don't have to.
What can we do about it?
Well, I've said that we cannot do anything, I said, unless you get these countries to do something voluntarily. They say, Pastore says, you can do something. You can start a proceeding under OEP and force them to do it. And I said, well, we can't do that because this will cost us more than we could ever recover. If we did anything like that, then there's no point in having our negotiations over tariffs because we'd have to give them compensation of $200 million in imports. Well, anyhow, let me see if I can simplify it. It's impossible for us to do this unilaterally all by ourselves. We must have the agreement of England, Italy, and Japan. So I've said to Pastore, and he's willing to take this now. He's no longer insisting that we do it all by ourselves. I've insisted to him that the manufacturers themselves should talk to their counterparts, manufacturers in England, Italy, and Japan, and see if they can't persuade their governments to meet with our government and see if we can't work something out. I think he'll take that, and I think if you say to him, now, you people are free to have your constituents, the wool manufacturers in the United States, meet with manufacturers abroad and see if you can get those governments to come to us with some kind of an agreement, he'll consider that you've taken a great step in their direction. I don't think we can lose by that.
All right. Just tell them then I approve that. I'm for it, and I agree with it. And if they won't see what I look like, why, they can come in. Punish me, but I've got three senators today plus all the other things.
All right.
And I saw them yesterday, and they know what I look like, but I'll be glad to hear them if I need to.
Yeah.
I wish they'd just go and do it and let you do the talking for me. I will agree to that.
All right, Mr. President. Now, on shoes, it's much the same thing, but it's even more difficult. If you want me to tell them much the same thing, which does not commit the United States government. I'll tell them the same thing on shoes. It does not, I want to make clear, it does not commit the United States government to take any steps at this time, and I think we ought to stay away from that.
Okay, I agree with that.
All right, Mr. Bradford.